By the end of the year, the admissions office at BYU-Idaho anticipates that 10,000 visitors will have come to BYU-Idaho to receive a tour.
And you can have something too. You're going to do that? Did you get something?
Last week, I joined a campus tour to learn more about them and why families decided to come see campus.
Okay, so plans and things. We'll go into the greenhouses for sure.
Before I joined the tour, I had a chance to sit down with a few of the student tour guides who work for the admissions office. All four tour guides agree the BYU-Idaho Center is their favorite place on campus to show groups. Turner Leslie, a student tour guide with the admissions office, explains why the iCenter is his favorite place on campus.
I really like showing the iCenter. I believe that everyone that I take in there really gets a good feel of the spirit. And they're able to first, you know, walk in and be able to see how big it is, and they can see, you know, where they will be attending devotionals when they come to school here.
On this tour, there are three families, two from Colorado and one from Florida. Three of the four parents in the group attended BYU-Idaho when it was Ricks College. The first thing they noticed was the growth campus has undergone in the last 20 years.
One observation, the campus is beautiful. I think the campus, just from the trees and flowers and architecture, is beautiful.
The tour begins in the Kimball Building, where the tour guide introduces herself. She asks what the prospective students want to study. After the introduction, the group walks outside and loads onto the golf cart designated for tours. The tour guide makes stops along the way, turning off the golf cart to talk to the group and tell them about campus.
This one also has a little cultural hall inside, so we have a lot of clubs that meet here. We have, like, international student clubs.
Remember how the tour guides love the BYU-Idaho Center? There's a reason it's a favorite stop.
This is enormous. How many students are here per semester?
The tour continues while stopping at different buildings and seeing what's inside. Afterward, the groups meet back in the admissions office and I ask some follow-up questions.
Change is a blessing, especially here. I mean, just the access from building to building and just to accommodate more students. It's amazing. I'm very impressed.
There were kids on the tour as well, and while they aren't close to making decisions about college, they were able to learn about campus too.
I like the plants. There are all those plants, like in that one room, and yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Most of the people in the group say campus is bigger than they thought and that it is beautiful.
It was a lot bigger than I thought, and it was really organized, and the grounds really nice.
Some are more interested in the food campus has to offer.
They have Chick-fil-A here, so that's good.
After meeting with the families, I met with Tyler Williams, the director of admissions, to ask him a few questions about campus tours. Williams hopes the tours showcase what campus is all about and what BYU-Idaho has to offer.
President Henry B. Eyring talked about come with me to Rexburg, and he says, I may not be able to show it to you, but you'll feel it. And that's something that we notice often with the people that come to campus, is they feel the spirit here on campus, something that's unique, and it just seems to call to them.
The admissions office offers campus tours year-round. To schedule a tour, contact the office at 208-496-3125 or email campustours@byui.edu. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Hassel.